Okay, good morning. We are on Hilchos Megillah, Taf Resh Pei Chet. Okay, we're starting with Seif Vav today. Just a quick shout out for Avi Kesslinger for pointing out about Mevaseret yesterday. Okay, he was part of the inspiration. So let's see, Seif Vav. Yom Tet Vav Shechal Yot B'Shabbos. When Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, what happens? So, Ein Korin HaMegillah B'Shabbos. We do not read the Megillah on Shabbos. We all know that. All right, that was at the Tekan of Rabbah, because we're afraid that someone is going to go and ask the Rav or somebody how to read the Megillah. So he's going to bring the Megillah to him, and he's going to end up carrying Dalet Amos Birshus HaRabim. So that's why we have the Gzera not to read on Shabbos. Now, obviously, that would apply to Yadalit, except with our calendar, that doesn't happen. Ella, so what happens if Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos? Magdimim likrota be'erev Shabbos. So we read it on Friday, erev Shabbos. V'govim ma'od matanos anim, and we collect and give out matanos le'evyonim, v'machalkim otam bo bayom. That we do on Friday. V'yom Shabbos motziim shnei sfarim. And then on the day of Shabbos, we take out two sifrei Torah. Uvasheni korin vayavo amalek. And they would read from vayavo amalek, from the second sefer Torah. V'omrim al anisim. And on Shabbos is when we say, in Shushan Purim, you would say, if it falls out on Shabbos, you would say al anisim on Shabbos in the tefillah, or in benching. And we don't do the Seuda, Seudas Purim, on Shabbos itself. We save that for the next day, for Sunday. Now, are those, and the same with Mishloach Manos, we save for the next day. And that's where we get the name Purim Meshulash, because we do two things on Shabbos, on Friday. And we basically do two things on Shabbos and two things on Sunday. Right, on Shabbos it's it's Al Anisim and Vayavo Amalek. Okay, now there is an opinion that on Shabbos you should also do a Seuda for Purim. So that's not the halacha, but there are some who are machmachmer to do something a little bit extra, or a little more festive, or have a little drink of wine or something in honor of Purim when it comes out on Shabbos. And as well, give Mishloach Manos to somebody on Shabbos. Let's see, anything else? Now, if a person did say Al Hanisim by mistake on Erev Shabbos, then that's okay. You don't have to repeat. You're still 100% Yotze. You don't go back. You repeat a bracha because of that. That's not a question. And if you have a city that's suffic, if it's a walled city, so then you say Al Anisim on both days. Now, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, so the Gemara says already, the halacha is you're supposed to learn Hilchos Purim on that Shabbos. The Gemara says, obviously, of course you should. Why not? For every Yom Tov, you should learn the halachos on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, just points it out again. He says, yeah, because you might have a hava mina. It's a gzera lagzera. I mean, you might think that you make a gzera because not just like you don't carry the Megillah, you don't carry, you don't learn, especially the halachos of Purim, because then it might lead to reading and carrying on Shabbos. Anyway, so we do learn on Shabbos as well. Okay. Now, interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes one opinion, the Pri Chadash, that says you're also not allowed to move the Megillah, a scroll, on Shabbos, because since you can't read it on Shabbos, it has a din of muksa. But then he points out most told you are allowed to. Okay. And it's like a sefer, and it's not muksa. Okay, you're allowed to learn from it and practice from it. Zayin, hamefarish bayam, somebody who is traveling, v'hayotze b'shayara, and he's he's in the ocean, or he's in some kind of a train, and he's on the road. And he knows he's not going to have a Megillah there, and he can't get a hold of a Megillah to bring with him. So he won't be able to, and he'll be traveling throughout the day of Yodalad. So we learned, right? If someone who's traveling, his day is Yodalad, not Tetvav, even if you live in Yerushalayim. And since you're traveling, and Yodalad, you're not going to have access to a Megillah, what do? Yikra'ena be Yogimo, or be Yod Beis, or be Yod Aleph. So you read it extra early. If you're not, we're talking about a case where you won't be able to have access to a Megillah on Yodalad, but you will be able to before you leave. Let's say you're leaving on Yod Aleph, Yod Beis, Yod Gimel. So before you leave in the morning, you go ahead and read, and the night as well, the night before as well. Below bracha, but you read it without a bracha. And if you can't read it even on those 3 days, let's say you're going to be traveling already from the 10th or the 7th of Adar. So there are some who say you can even read it based on Yerushalmi starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar. And it still counts, or there's still an inyan. Okay? Now, we don't say a bracha. Again, there's two issues. Number one, are you even, the main issue is, are you yotze the mitzvah or not? So there's one opinion that says you're not yotze at all, and you wouldn't be yotze at all, and therefore you don't say a bracha, but still, since in order not to miss out entirely of remembering the mitzvah, or the nes of Purim, we still make you read early, even though you're not really yotze a chi of mamish, where they made a bracha for it. Another approach is, no, you would be yotze the mitzvah, according to Chazal, except nowadays, since we don't have a din of kfarim, you may not be yotze at all. Maybe the whole din drops of reading early, we're not sure. So anyways, Mimana Shach, you read it, and you don't say a bracha, at least based on Safek Bracha Sahakal. Haga, v'hachi nahug, and that's the minhag, that's the din. That's what we paskin, a person who's traveling and won't have one, we tell him to read. Try and read, obviously, between Yud Aleph and Yud Gimel, and if not, even from Rosh Chodesh. Right, we're talking about Bishat Adchak, and you have no choice. Omihu, now let's say you plan to be traveling, and you have no way to get a Megillah for Yud Aleph, so you go and you read it. It's a Yud Aleph, or you read it in the beginning of the month, yeah, because you have no choice, it's either this or nothing. So then, and let's say, so you weren't planning to be around Yodalad, so you read it early, and then something happened, and lo and behold, wherever you are, you expected there not to be a minyan, and look, there's Chabad, or look, there's a group of Jews traveling there, and there is a minyan, and there is, or even if there's no minyan, and there is a Megillah. So now you get, or you travel, you change your travel plans, and now you have a chance to read on Yodalad. What's the din? Choser v'koreo tabiyum yodalad. So then you read the Megillah again, even though you read it earlier that month. You didn't read it on yodalad. This is your first time reading it on yodalad, and therefore you read it, and you're chayev to read it, and you're chayev to read it with a bracha, because this is the proper zman. The proper zman to read it is yodalad. So even if you read it early, when it comes to yodalad, you read it again with the bracha. Now that's actually, I believe, a beferush din in the Gemara in Yotet, where it says even by kfarim, even a kfar, we know it's in the Mishnah, they're allowed to read it lechatchila on Yud Aleph. If they happen to be in the city, a city, a proper city, that reads the Megillah on Yud Aleph, if they happen to be there, they don't have to be there, but if they happen to be there, now they're chayev like everybody else, and they have to read it with a bracha. Right? So even if you read it early, that was not the proper zman, and now you're reading it in the proper zman, so now you're chayev to read it, and we said with the bracha. Okay. Chet. Ben Yirshaya b'sfino b'derech v'lo haya b'yadom megillah. So a person who lives in a regular city, and he's traveling, and he didn't have a megillah with him. Right? So a person basically is chayev on yudalad, and he, for whatever reason, he was not able to get a Megillah on Yudalad, and not even the whole month of Adar, or he forgot, whatever the situation is. He was traveling, he didn't read the Megillah, and it's all of a sudden the Tedvav. And then all of a sudden on the 15th, he was able to get a hold of a Megillah. So then you must read it on Tedvav. And again, they say you read it without a bracha because it's not the proper Zman. And there's, Mishmura points out that we say Veloya Avor. Right, and the pasuk in the Megillah, it says, and you don't go beyond Tedvav, right? That's really from the Mishnah. We never read before or after these days. There is a remez to Kol HaKodesh, which is why there is an opinion you are Yotze from Rosh Chodesh. But anyways, when it comes to the latest, once you go past the Tedvav, there's already, based on Chazal or Rishonim, there's no inyan beyond the Tedvav to read. Okay, so there's no chiyuv, and there's no inyan, and you don't need to bother. It was missed, and you lost out. Im ta'u, no, sorry. The Mishnah Berurah just points out, I think we already mentioned this by Arba Parshios, if a person read the Dalet Parshios or Megillas Esther in the first Adar, in a year when there's two Adars, you were completely not Yotze, and you have to read it all over again in the second Adar with a bracha. Okay. Fine. Next Si'if. Next Siman. Taf Resh Pei Tet. Shakol Chayavim B'Kriyata Megillah. Everyone's Chayav to read the Megillah. Aleph. Hakol Chayavim B'Kriyata. Everyone's Chayav to read. Anashim V'Nashim V'Gerim. So both men and women, even though it's a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, time bound, they were also b'oso anes. They were also included in the nes, of course, right? They were also going to be, the gzera was on them also to wipe out the women. Besides, the women were the integral part of the whole mitzvah. We were saved because of them. They davened, and it was Esther, v'chule. Right. Now, nowadays, full converts are also chayev, and avadim, where are we? V'avadim meshuchrarim. And also, freed slaves are chayev. And so according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you're still a slave, you're not chayev. Either let's see. The Gra points out because they were not part of the Nes at the time. The Vadim were not part of the Nes, and therefore Chazal never made them chayev. Again, we don't really have these, but an Avadim if they're still slaves. And some say even if they are still proper slaves and were not yet freed, they are chayav. Okay, that's a different opinion. Okay. Ube mechanchim et ketanim likrota. And then we have to make sure the children who are gi'al chinuch also listen or read the Megillah. So they're also chayav midirabanan. Okay. And Mishnah Berurah says it's obvious. Well, it is obvious. You don't need the Mishnah Berurah, but also girls are equally chayev for chinuch to also read the Megillah. That they read it themselves, or we read it for them. Really, it's really how we normally do it. Okay. Let's do bet. Echad akorei v'echad ashomea min akorei. Now, whether it's the person reading himself or a person listening from who's reading. Yatzei dechovaso. They're both equally yotzei. It doesn't matter if you're reading it yourself or if you're listening. You're both equally yotzei, and you don't have to follow along with your own kosher Megillah. But there's an important condition. It has to be that you hear every word, and you hear it from a person who is chayev in reading. You can't read it from someone who's not chayev in the mitzvah of Megillah. Right? So you can't, most opinions say, and that is halacha, you can't, we're going to keep reading inside. We'll see. Right? And so it's also very important that whoever is reading it has in mind to be motzi, to fulfill your friend to be yotze, and whoever listening has to have a mind to be yotze through the person who is reading. Now, normally that's done stum, but really it's ideal to have that specific intention in mind. Okay, all right. Once you appoint a shaliach tzibur, obviously we want him to be motzi, and he knows automatically he has to be motzi everybody. And everyone who comes to shul to listen from him knows they want to listen from him. But it's better to do that mental exercise or verbal exercise to be yotzi, that you want to be motzi and you want to be yotzi from the person reading. Okay. Fine, let's go on. Lefichach, therefore, imaya kori cheresh o katan o shote. Therefore, if the reader is deaf, or he's a child, or he's not all there, a shote, he's not there at all, mentally. So then, hashomeya mimenu lo yatza, you're not yotze at all. Because okay, so we know, let's just first read it like this. A cheresh, one who's deaf and mute, is not chayav in mitzvos. So you can't, if he manages to somehow read it for you, you won't be yotze. A katan, he's not bar mitzvah yet, he can't read it for you. Or a shota, someone who's mentally not there, is considered crazy mentally, and therefore he's not chayav in mitzvos. He can't function in life, he's just, okay. Now, the post can point out, and according to the Shulchan Aruch as well, here, a cheresh is even somebody who is able to speak, but he can't hear. Right? Cheresh literally means can't hear. He's deaf. And usually in halacha, when we say you're pater for mitzvos, for a cheresh, that's only if you're deaf and mute. Because then, a person who can't communicate, can't hear and can't speak, so then he's like out of society and he can't learn and he's just, it's a chaval, but so he's not chayav in mitzvos. A person who is able to speak, so he is chayav in mitzvos, except by here, by Kriyas HaMegillah, they made him pater. So it's a question, either you're pater lagamre, or you yourself are chayav, but you can't be motzi other people. Why can't you be motzi? Okay, why can't you be motzi other people? So here, Chazal were more machmer because of pirsume nisa. They don't want someone who's deaf to be motzi the tzibur, and because he himself can't hear. So that's, or it could be they made an extra chumra by pirsume nisa that a person who can't hear can't be yotze. So in Shaar HaTzion he writes, Even a regular person, when he leans and reads the Megillah, even if he's doing it by himself, he should make sure he can at least hear. Because if he can't even hear himself doing it, then there's already a question if he would say. Let's see. Okay, so anyways, a cheresh is it's a special chumrah, at least here, because he can't hear himself. And that's part of the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah. And let's see. Okay. There are some opinions, right, we mentioned that some say a cheresh is chayav anyway. So anyways, lamaisa, a person who could speak, but he's deaf, we say is chayav, lechatchila, but we don't let him read for other people, unless it's real bishat adchak, and it's this or nobody, so then we'll let him read, and hopefully it'll be yotze. Right, at least bediyaved yesh al pi lismach bishat adchak. Okay, let's go on. And similar thing by a katan. A katan also, we know, is not allowed to be motzi agadol. However, there is an opinion among the poskim that a katan who gia lechinuch is able to read for other people, even for gedolim. And so therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'makom bishat adchak," when they have no choice, it's a katan or nobody, no one knows how to read, let the katan read for you. Okay, let's continue. V'yesh omrim she'anashim eina motziot et anashim. And some say women cannot be motzi men. Now, the Stam and the Ikar opinion in the Halacha is that women can, yes, they could be motzi themselves, and they could be motzi men as well. But we're machmer lechatchila that they don't like this opinion in general. The reason is mipnei kavod sibur. Okay, and so therefore, right. So that's the din that women should not be motzi men lechatchila. But if there is no one else, only the woman is capable of reading for the men. Then yes, women do They certainly can be motzi men, and they could be motzi women lachatchila. Okay. Let's go on. Hagav yesh omrim shima isha kora la'atzma mevarechet lishmoa megillah she'ena chayevet bikriya. And some say that a woman should not, if she's going to read, so she still has to say a bracha because she is chayev, but the bracha changes. So there's a thruy machloket if it's exactly the same as always, al mikra megillah, lishmoa megillah, or lishmoa mikra megillah. So that's a thruy machloket on the nusach. Okay, so we said if she reads, right, she's going to say the brachas, even Asher Kiddushanu, according to all opinions. And some say that women, whenever it's possible, women should not read the bracha for themselves or for other women. Better to listen to men. There is such an opinion, that's the Magen Avraham. But of course, if there are no men to read, then certainly they must say that, must read, and with a bracha. All right, it's all lechumra what to do, if they should lechatchila read or not. Okay, but mikar din, we know they're chayev, and if there's no one else to read for them, then they should read. Gimel, androgynous motzi mino velo she'eno mino. So androgynous is a person who has both genitalia, he has both parts of man and woman, and we can see them. So then, that's what an androgynous is. And he's able to be motzi, or he or she is able to be motzi another androgynous. Velo she'eno mino. But he's not able to be motzi somebody who is unlike him. Okay? Now, there is a whole discussion about an androgynous and a tumtum, or about to be tumtum, is a person who is, it's satum, it's all closed off, and he has one of the body parts, one of the genitalia, for man or woman, but we don't know which one. It's inside. It's covered up by his skin, and we can't see. Now, obviously, these cases are not very common. Umi, or common at all, with surgery. Umi shechetzio eved afilu mino eino motzi. So a tumtum, or a person who's half eved, who's freed and half still a slave, he cannot be motzi even, afilu mino eino, he cannot be motzi anybody else. It's a question about himself. Let's see. Haga yesh omrim dafilat atzmo eno motzi v'tzarech lishmoa ma'acherim. Some say he cannot even be yotze himself, and this might only be referring to on the chatzi eved part. But okay, so that's we don't need to spend too much time on these cases. But there is now the Bach and some argue on this din of the Shulchan Aruch, because we hold that woman can be motzi a man. Right? So therefore, how can it be that androgynous or a tumtum cannot be motzi another person? Because they're no worse than a woman. So that is the Bach's opinion. We lemaisa hold like what the Shulchan Aruch writes. And in the Beis Yosef, he explains, because you need, in order to be motzi somebody else, even a woman, you need to know who they are. It needs to be clear who they are. And it might just be a chumra midarabanan, but that's the din. Okay, Dalit. Ashomeya megillah mimishu mudar hana mimenu yatsa. A person who makes a neder that he's not going to get any hana from somebody, if that person is the Baal Kore, you can listen to him and be yotzei the mitzvah of listening to Megillah, because mitzvos are not for getting benefit, mitzvos are to do for Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so by listening, we call that fulfilling the mitzvah. We don't call that getting benefit or pleasure from the person, even just benefit. We don't call that, and therefore it's mutter. Okay. Hey, you know what? I think we'll stop here and we'll finish hey tomorrow.